I will call this meeting to order at 6 p.m. Today is October 18th. It's our special meeting for today's date to certify the election results for October 4th, 2016. We're pretty proud of the fact that 28.23% of the Mat-Su Borough residents voted. And I want to thank the Canvas Board, you ladies, personally. And Madam Clerk, will you call the roll, please? And
I will. Jim Sykes.
Present at 5 p.m.
Matthew Beck.
Here.
I'm expecting George McKee. Steve Culligan.
Here.
6 p.m.
Dan Mayfield.
Here.
Barbara Doty will not be present. Randall Kowalki.
Present.
You do have a quorum, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. The astute new Assembly Member Sykes pointed out it's 5 p.m., not 6 p.m., but I knew that. I was just checking. So, okay, approval of the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? Seeing none, the agenda is approved as presented. Pledge of Allegiance, we'll have Assemblymember Sykes. Would you please lead us in the...
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, thank you very much. And we have reached audience participation. Madam Clerk, do we have a sign-up list? This is, okay, it's coming up. And if anybody else wishes to speak that's not on the written sign-up list, we will certainly entertain that. And it's Eugene Haberman.
My name is Eugene Carl Haberman. I represent myself. I live in the Mendocino Valley. Follow the public process. The public process is done appropriately. Decision made by the governing body is more like in the public interest. I'm sorry that some of the members are not present at this meeting at this time, since one of the most important decisions governing body has to do, as I noted before, is the certification of the election. I've stated to you at previous times when you certify the election the concern of lack of observation advertising when the Canvas Board meeting meets. City of Wasilla advertises it. City of Palmer advertises it. City of Houston advertises it. And the municipality of Anchorage appropriately advertises. So the key to any election is to observe. Lack of it being able to advertise a noted important meeting puts into question this election and the previous elections that I've noted on the same issue. How can the public have faith in what you do when you continue to be in denial and the right of the public to know when that meeting is going to be happening so the people can observe the Canvas Board? But you do it. This is the third year in a row I reported this, and it's now third year you're going to decide to certify the election. With all due respect, you can certify this election without the proper observation, and you did not do that. A little note on this is this past 60 days has been very challenging because I have been attending the trial facing the state on the primary of the 2016 election. I've had attended the oral argument by the Supreme Court. I've attended the invitation only for public hearing by the legislature on the 26th primary. But I'm just, at least they advertise when they're going to do what they're doing, but you certainly don't want the public there. So, in finishing my statement, the only decision you have a right to make is, at this time, is declare this election illegitimate because you didn't allow the proper observation for the public to be engaged to observe. Thank you very much. I close my comments with 12 seconds to spare.
thank you. That's all on the sign-up list. Anybody else wish to speak from the audience? 3 minutes on any subject? See you, none. Thank you. We'll close audience participation. We'll go to our only item of business tonight, the Canvas Board report. Madam Clerk, would you please introduce the Canvas Board for us?
I will, Mr. Mayor, but if I could point out one thing also on the election results that we posted yesterday, it did not, for the percentage of the voters, it did not include the absentee in question. We did fix that today. It's not on your printout. And as the mayor did note, it was 28.23% that turned out for the election. And I also wanted to thank the Canvas Board for all their work. These ladies put in a lot of hours, a lot of long hours. And they canvassed 1,307 more ballots than we've normally, that we even canvassed last year. So I would like to introduce them. We've got Bev Zobel, Teresa Thompson, Barb Fernandez, Shirley Mills, and Jerry Keeling. And if we could all give them a round of applause, I'd appreciate it. And I'd like to ask Jerry Keeling to come forward and give the Canvas Board report.
Mr. Mayor and members of the Assembly, it helped very much while we were reviewing the overall election work that small corrections of one or two voters were called for in general, if at all. There was a lot of minutia to deal with, but nothing that was a momentous worry or a challenge. Any changes found by the canvas were duly noted on the borough spreadsheet. Borough election ballots were identified by color this year: gray, pink, blue, beige, purple, teal, and yellow. Those colors were so helpful both to the absentee voting officials and Canvas Board workers, all who work with all seven color ballots as they proceed through their task. Only three precincts had more than one ballot type or color, and those three were Farm Loop, Lazy Mountain, and Sheep Mountain, all in Assembly District 1. With election materials still coming in on Wednesday morning from more rural precincts, the Canvas Board began its work by reviewing the Ballot Accountability Report, known as the BAR. We reviewed all those BARs from each of the borough's 41 precincts. Working in teams of two, on election day, activity as reported on each precinct bar was compared to election day returns as reported on the borough spreadsheet. Bar accounting of precinct ballot usage was validated, and precinct register signatures and or actual voted ballots were counted. The precinct ballot receipt, the AccuVote tape, the used ballot stubs, and even unused ballots were reviewed, if necessary, as each precinct's bar was reviewed. The question ballot register and question ballot envelopes were also part of the Canvas bar review. One question ballot identified by its envelope belonged to the City of Palmer election. The borough question ballot for that particular voter was retrieved from Palmer City and included in the borough canvassing. There were two larger corrections that showed as the bars of the precincts were evaluated. One correction, it was found that one precinct had 80 voters less than first reported on the spreadsheet. That was either a typo or recording error. Another precinct reported 65 question ballots, but should have only reported 55. And those corrections were duly reported on the spreadsheet. Happenings at the precinct level on election day included 3 AccuVote machines which either had to be switched out or needed a new memory card. Several machines, possibly 5, jammed during the day, and I personally wondered if the high humidity had something to do with their misbehavior. One question ballot was fed through a precinct AccuVote, and of course that could not be corrected or retrieved. A precinct main entrance was blocked by DOT, and the clerk's office was contacted, and the clerk had something new to tend to. One school location had no outdoor lights turned on, either morning or evening. 2 City of Palmer precincts had a voter sign the register and not put their ballot in an AccuVote, and that could not be explained for either precinct. The counts validated that that's what had happened, but it could not be explained, so that's where we were at on that. One question voter laid his voted question ballot on the table where he had first been given that ballot, and he left. Well, a worker first thought that it was a spoiled ballot and tore it in half, and then found the envelope that it belonged to. So that torn in half ballot was put in its envelope, and that precinct worker wrote a note, explained what had happened, sent it on with the election supplies of that night, and that particular ballot was hand counted during the counting process. There were 2,197 absentee ballots. That includes absentee ballots by mail, absentee ballots in person, and special needs ballots. 2,148 of those ballots were counted in full. 6 of them were hand counts, and the reason for the hand count of those 6, 1 was wrinkled from some sort of moisture, 5 were marked so unreadable that the AccuVote couldn't read them, and one of those particular ballots had been twice tried to put through its precinct AccuVote and would not be processed. So that again came to the borough for counting. There were 26 partial count absentee ballots, and in general, those voters had all moved and they were ineligible for the assembly precinct ballot where they now found themselves voting. And that could be verified either by the canvas board worker checking the VREMS as to where they now were located, and the borough database person checking what was the 30-day cutoff list of voters. And if those were different, that was an area-wide ballot. Question ballots, we processed 1,324 question ballots. 760 of them were full count. In other words, they received a ballot for an area where they were getting a ballot that they were actually eligible to receive. 313 of those voters were area-wide or partial count voter. And for example, they had moved again to a district and precinct that changed the color of their ballot eligibility. They had not re-registered and prior to that 30-day election cutoff. There were 249 voters that of the question ballots who did not get counted at all. They were not registered in Alaska. They were not registered in the borough 30 days prior to the election. One thing that was included several times by voters is that they did not include their birth date, and that is required on the envelope that carries their question ballots. And they were missing other ID information, but the birthday is needed. For example, if you can imagine, we have 3 gentlemen in a family. We have senior, junior, and the third. And sometimes they get mixed up on which one they are and which precinct they get in. And we can even check through faxing. We can actually compare signatures and whatnot, but we must have that birthday so we can verify and identify each voter properly. While we did the question ballots, we ended up with one Houston City question ballot and one Wasilla City question ballot, where we were able to get the question ballot for the city of Wasilla from the city clerk of Wasilla, and that Wasilla ballot was retrieved and included in the borough process. Just to end all this, voter concern made themselves known during the canvas process. Two ballots were returned with extensive notes enclosed in the ballot envelope expressing concern for just general citizen thoughts, I guess you could say. And one young voter expressed his concern in general of the operation of government as he completed the paper trail on his question ballot envelope. There was a lot of interest shown in residents of Anchorage, Eagle River, and Chudiak, as you had question voters flocking to the valley to vote on October 4th. And that's the end of our report, unless you have questions.
Assembly members, any questions? Seeing none, thank you very much. Madam Clerk, would you please swear in the newly elected assembly members? And we have.
I will, and I'm going to do them one at a time,
okay.
Mr. Mayor.
Who do you want to go with first?
Should we certify the election first?
Excuse me.
Thank you.
We should do that.
Thank you.
Assembly Member Beck, would you please make that motion?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to certify the election results for the October 4, 2016 regular borough election as presented by the Canvas Board.
Okay, any comments? Any objection to the motion to certify the 2016 October 4th election? Seeing none, it passes unanimously. Now, Madam Clerk, who do you wish to swear in first?
I will swear in Assembly District 1, newly elected Mr. Sykes.
Assemblymember Sykes, could you... And I want to say Assemblymember Sykes looks marvelous tonight, doesn't he? No, I think you're a little bit better than usual.
I'll make it short. I'm getting ready to write hand. I, Jim Sykes, have been duly elected to the office of the Manus Assistant Borough Assembly with the term beginning on October 24th, 2016, that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and the Manus Assistant Borough Code, and that I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially discharge my duties as Assembly Member to the best of my ability. So help me God.
Assemblymember Beck, would you please step down with Madam Clerk?
I, Matthew J. Beck. Having been duly elected.
To the office of.
The Manus Assistant Borough Assembly. With the term beginning. On October 24th, 2016.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend. The Constitution of the United States. The Constitution of the State of Alaska. And the Manus Assistant Borough Code. And that I will honestly. Faithfully and impartially. Discharge my duties. As Assembly Member. To the best of my ability. So help me God.
Congratulations, Deputy Mayor. I'm very pleased to, and of course, Assemblymember Beck, it was a very close election, 2,148.
I didn't sleep with the canvas board, did their work.
Okay, I guess we're at the point where, Madam Clerk, is there anything else on swearing in or certification?
No, there isn't, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you very much. I guess we're at comments at this point in time. We'll start with staff comments. Mr. Spropoulos?
Nothing except to echo the clerk's comments and thank the canvas board for all their hard work and thank the clerk's office for all their hard work. I know that there's a lot goes into an election, yeah. And I'm glad it all went smooth.
Madam, any comments?
Just congratulations to the newly elected.
Thank you. Mr. Moosey?
Congratulations, Mr. Beck and Mr. Sykes. Great job again from the canvas board, and it was a nice, smooth election, and not too much heartburn in the office next to mine.
Okay.
It's always a good thing.
Thank you, Mr. Moosey. Assemblymember Culligan, any comments?
I wanted to take the opportunity, you know, as we every year we thank the clerk's office for doing a great job, and you guys truly continue to do a great job. And all the men and women that volunteer to help with the election have been trained. And the canvassing board, ladies, I wanted to look you square in the eye and just thank you. Some words were said earlier that kind of question that, but with dispense of all the drama and everything, you continuously do a great job, and it's amazing how you can sort out the, you know, politics is kind of a blood sport, but it's also kind of the cat herding business. And at the end of the day, trying to sort out, not everybody follows all the instructions perfectly, and you've done a great job. But I think across this table, just wanted to thank especially you for having the skills to be able to sort that out and the like, no matter what's been said publicly, just amazed at what you guys do and how well things happen at the borough. And hopefully the public is appreciative for all the silent work that goes on. Thank you.
Thank you. Assemblymember Kwaki.
Yes. Again, I want to echo the thanks for all those who participated, particularly the canvas board. Last year at this time, I was one of those people that were real interested in the activities of the canvas board. So do appreciate your work, and I'd like to congratulate again Jim and Matt for their re-elections.
Senator Mayfield?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. You know, I can't do any better job than my colleagues, but again, thank you to the clerk's office, all of our election workers, canvas board. You folks really sacrifice, and I want you to know that it's truly appreciated, all the work you do. Congratulations to Assemblymember Sykes and Assemblymember Beck. I look forward to working with you both for the next year or so, as long as I may be on the Assembly. So we have a great partnership here, a good working environment, and you folks are really honored and respected gentlemen in my mind. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, had something to add?
I did forget to thank the borough clerk staff. Thank you very much. And I would also like to thank Jessica Kilborn. She made it through her first borough election. It was a lot larger.
Yes, yes, indeed. Thank you to the staff. That's, yeah. Okay, Assemblymember Sykes, you want a few words?
Well, I'd like to echo the thanks, but as one who observed the canvassing process with some interest, and I've been involved in ballot access issues for about 36 years. Anyway, it's been a long time. I tried to do as much research as possible and see just how thoroughly they went through the process to figure out each ballot and whether or not it was qualified, and they did such an excellent, unbelievably good, accurate job. It's a long, tedious process, but I think that anybody who watches this can see that they are very thorough. And each one of those ballots, if there was any question at all, they discussed it and until it was resolved. I would like to thank all of the people who voted in the borough election. It was great to see so many people come out, and I would just note parenthetically that even though the average was above 28%, in Lazy Mountain, we were less than 0.1 below 40%, as usual. But we usually have a high voter turnout there, and I do really appreciate that. And for the next 3 years, I look forward to doing the problem solving and facing the things that we're going to do. Some of them will be easy questions. Many of them will be hard. But I look forward to it, and especially with all of the people that I'm now working with on the assembly, I look forward to a very productive and good 3 years. And well, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Assemblymember Mayor Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, the people of this borough are just awesome, and it's reflected in the staff here at this building and also the volunteers that help with the election, and I'm just very humbled to be a small part of the process here. I often joke about how I showed up in the wrong place at the wrong time and said yes and got into all of this, but it's really an honor to serve, and I'm very thankful for the privilege. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, it is. This was a great election. I really, really thank you ladies again for being our canvas board. When you read some of the things that are being said nationally about elections and fairness, you reassure me, and I think you reassure Mattsu Borough residents that it definitely is a fair situation, elections, and it's professional. We really appreciate that. And the clerk's office, too, all you ladies that work overtime and with the canvas board, we really do appreciate that extra effort, you know. In this election, you know, I was very pleased that the Parks and Rec bond passed very handsomely here in the borough, you know, to see that the people throughout the borough are willing to step up and fix our pools and our ice arenas and provide some little things out in outlying areas is a wonderful thing. I think small things are important, and even when it's a tough time, so I was really pleased with that. The marijuana issue was laid to rest, of course, that was on there, and it's been passed really handsomely, so outside the cities, marijuana commercial sales will be allowed. There was also taxation on there, so that passed, and so it was a very good election. I want to thank Mr. Sykes and Assemblymember Beck for running again. I know running an election, running campaigns is very stressful. It really is. I don't care, and I know how much work it is, and I guess in Assemblyman Beck's case was a little less stressful, but he did get 108 write-in votes. Just kidding. Anyway, it was a great election October. I'm very pleased about the Mattsu Borough, where we're going, you know, our schools and our roads and our infrastructure and these little things, and one step at a time, and so I'm very pleased. So I just want to thank the Canvas Board once again, and I guess we have cake and juice and things in the lobby to our left, so we're going to adjourn at this point in time and have some cake.